you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, because I had to do a search on Twitter and I typed in money challenge, and that's what everybody else is calling it. So I was like, okay, that's what it's called, a money challenge, because I felt old too.
What is up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, the Monday edition. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's the place where we keep you up to date on everything that happens in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It's a brand new week, so you know what that means. Brand new stories, brand new shenanigans, new beef, new music, new documentaries, all of that. First off, Lil Durk is continuing to fuel the beef with NBA YoungBoy. They're going back and forth with this money challenge. It's a whole situation. Also, Fabio Foreign did a money challenge of his own, and social media is dragging him for it. Also, Kanye West, he is not happy about this Netflix documentary about him that's coming out, the Genius documentary. Yeah, he wants a little bit more creative control over that. And on a positive note today, Megan Thee Stallion has her first ever Super Bowl commercial with Flamin' Hot Cheetos. So before we jump into all of those, please make sure you follow the podcast, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button for us. We appreciate it. Now let's jump into it. Okay, so starting with Lil Durk, NBA YoungBoy, are we deeming this the money challenge? Like, is that the appropriate name for this? I don't want to sound like a grandma. This is the money challenge right here, right?
Yeah, because I had to do a search on Twitter and I typed in money challenge, and that's what everybody else is calling it. So I was like, okay, that's what it's called, a money challenge, because I felt old too. I was like, what is this?
Right, because before the money challenge was, you know, when you put the money up to your ear, you hold the stacks and hold it like a phone. Like, that was the money challenge before in my mind. But now this thing has evolved into spelling out words with your money on the floor. So that's the new money challenge.
So yeah, it started kind of late last week, and NBA YoungBoy had took some money and he spelled out the words, "You N-words gonna die and then stay safe." That's what he spelled with his money, laid out the money on the floor, and that's what he spelled.
Okay, so already being provocative with it, like off the top. NBA YoungBoy, he knows whoever he's doing a subliminal diss to with that is going to see it. He's trying to get a reaction. He's trying to provoke people. Like, we see that off rip. NBA YoungBoy, Quando Rondo, that whole squad situation, they've been beefing lately with Lil Durk, OTF, that whole crew. So Lil Durk, of course, responds. When he spelled it out with his money, he wrote, "Hurry y'all ass up." Basically like, okay, if we gonna die, hurry up and do it. Like, well, what are y'all waiting for? Basically that type of thing. He's covering his face with even more money in the picture. And then in the caption, he wrote, "We colorblind, but we still see red." Of course, NBA YoungBoy has a project called Colors, so fans are saying that Lil Durk's reference to "We Still See Red" is a reference to the Colors thing. It's just a lot of back and forth between the two. So with all of these threats going back and forth through the money challenge, like, I'm first of all just confused. Like, why are we? I thought this was about flexing. I thought this was about showing people your cash. Like, why are we making violent threats with the money challenge? I'm so confused on that part, on that aspect of it. It's already bad enough, people making threats through Instagram captions, through the music. Like, that's already bad enough. But then taking it further, taking the time to spell out these threats with money is just crazy to me. It really is crazy to me. And then you'll be the first one crying if you get arrested, you go to jail for if something happened to that person. And the judge says, "Hey, like, you said this on Instagram, like, you said that they was gonna die. Like, you said that on Instagram with your money." Then you'll be talking about, "But that was just IG. So I don't know, man. I feel like this energy could just be used so much more productively.
Yeah, definitely. Like, to think where it started out, this money challenge was like an exchange of words or some type of beef going on. Everybody else is partaking in it too with their own, like, to flex their money. So it's kind of weird. Like, it feels like it started out as like a diss in a way, but everybody else is taking it like to show off. So it's like, did your threat even work? I have no idea. It's a strange concept going on.
Yes. And a couple of other people were jumping in with theirs. Like, I know Future, he did one that had everybody going. And then you have Favio Foreign. A lot of people dragged Favio for his. So when he posted his money challenge, he put F child support. And in the caption, he put good fathers shouldn't have to be on child support. And then he put a middle finger emoji. So clearly Favio's going through some baby mama drama, some child support drama that he's got happening right now. And people in the comments, they were wilding. They said the court's going to have a field day with this picture when he missed a payment. And then somebody else was like, good try, man. But no, we are not going to put up with this one. Take responsibility for your actions and good night. If you're truly a good father, you wouldn't be complaining about child support. And imagine proudly proclaiming that you don't want to take care of your children. I mean, where was the lie? Where was the lie? Like, who complains about paying money to take care of their children? The same money that you were going to pay before off child support, allegedly, if you're a good father, why would you have a problem paying that in child support?
Exactly. So it makes him look real corny, real goofy. And especially, like, you're using money to say the message F child support. Like,
right.
Come on.
Like, if you got the money to be making this message and laying out all these stacks, then you shouldn't have a problem breaking off some money for your kid. Like, that's what people, that's why I never got the child support complaint, because it's literally for the support of the child. I'm so lost on how people have an issue with that. I really am. But yeah, anyway, moving along to Kanye West. He's been everywhere recently. I feel like there's literally a Kanye story every single episode of this podcast. Like, every single day, Kanye creates news. It's really a talent. But in this latest thing, he is not happy about this Netflix documentary of his that's coming, the Genius Doc. He wants them to open up the edit room to him immediately. Those are his words.
Yeah, he took to Instagram to post the flyer of the film, and he says, I'm going to say this kindly for the last time. In the caption, he says, I must get final edit and approval on this doc before it releases on Netflix. Open the edit room immediately so I can be in charge of my own image. Thank you in advance.
Okay, so there's nothing wrong with wanting final edit. There's nothing wrong with wanting creative control. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be in the process, any of that. But that's something you arrange beforehand, before the movie starts getting made, before you sign any paperwork that says, all right, this is happening. Like, you can't just in the 19th hour jump in and say, all right, open up this edit room. Like, you should have been involved in this the whole time. And if they weren't letting you be involved the whole time, that was something you should have arranged beforehand. Like, look, if I'm going to let this documentary about me happen, this is what needs to happen. XYZ, I need to be involved this way. I need to have control over the edits. I need to approve every single thing. Like, Netflix, I'm sure, would have worked with Kanye in that way, or would have done that if Kanye has said so. Like, they're going to want Kanye to be involved. So I'm confused on how he's not able to do that. Like, the only way I can think of is if he just didn't arrange that beforehand. If he just beforehand was like, all right, y'all can make it. These are guys that I've worked with for 20 years. Like, y'all good. Go ahead. But either way, this documentary is coming out soon, Kanye. I don't know. I think the edits might already be done.
Yeah, especially for a documentary, like, that takes a lot of editing if it's a good one. So, and for it to be coming out next month, I think somewhere around Valentine's Day, that's not long. So I'm kind of curious too, why was he not involved? Did he not want to be? Did they not ask him? Like, it is kind of weird, because we said earlier that this was a documentary that he was going to be definitely a big part of when it was first announced. So yeah, what happened?
Right. Like, if you got busy with other stuff and you couldn't get around to it until now, but now that you divorced and you outside and you ain't got nothing but time, now you want to be a part of it. I feel like they should still let him be a part of it. But to say final edit, like, bro, this thing is coming out in February. So you gonna have to put your input in that can be done by then. Cause you know how Kanye do. he'll change the whole thing up to where it won't come out until December if they mess around with him. So I can see how that could be an issue, honestly. But I do think either way, the documentary is going to be good. I don't think the two guys that worked with Kanye, the two producers or the two videographers that worked with him and everybody else that's involved, Netflix, I don't think they're going to make a whack documentary. I don't think they're going to mess it up. I do hope that Kanye's creative vision is somehow inserted within this documentary, or I do hope his input is taken into account. But I want this thing to be out in February. I do, when they said it was going to come out.
Yeah, like, that day got to stay the same. Do not drag a documentary. You can drag an album sometimes, but don't drag a documentary. Just let it drop.
Right. It's been so many years in the making. And of course, you can make more. Like, Kanye has another 20 years left in his career, hopefully. So, yeah, there's always room for more documentaries. There's always room to update your story and the history of your career. So, yeah, let this one go ahead and come out. And then if you're not happy with it or if you want more, just make another one.
Exactly.
Boom. All right. So lastly, let's talk about Megan Thee Stallion, because she is doing big things out here. She has a Super Bowl commercial this year with Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I feel like that's very on brand. Very, very on brand for Meg Thee Stallion. So she's going to be starring in an ad for Frito-Lay, of course, who is the company that makes Hot Cheetos. And it's going to air at the Super Bowl on February 13th.
Yeah, and what's also big about this commercial, for one, being a Super Bowl commercial, so you know everybody's going to see it because everybody's going to be watching the game. But this is the Frito-Lay's first commercial in 17 years, and it will feature the first ever ad between Doritos and Cheetos because it's the new flavor, Doritos Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch.
Ooh, and let me tell you, they got the right one, because those Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch Doritos, on point. I saw those in the store. I was like, oh, wait a minute now. They making Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch Doritos? Like, I ain't heard of this. So I immediately had to try it. I grabbed the bag. I got it. I'm like, oh, this is a hit right here. See, I thought Megan was just, you know, promoting the regular Hot Cheetos, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. But now that I know she's promoting the Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch Doritos, it's perfect because Megan is the new hip thing. So why not promote the new hip chip? Like, I like it. I like it. I feel like it's on brand for both parties.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. From her Popeyes with the hot sauce and the hot meal to Hot Cheetos, like, very on brand. I like how we have Icy with Sweetie. We have Hot for Megan Thee Stallion. Love to see it.
Yeah, everybody should have their own branding like this. Their own little flavor, temperature, whatever the thing is. Like, I do. I like this for Megan Thee Stallion. This is great. It seems as of lately, she's been less into the tabloidy side of things, you know, relationships, drama, the shooting, everything like that. Like, we haven't been hearing about any of that from her. We've just been hearing either music or brand deals. That's what I like.
Yeah, I like that too. Get to the bag, stay out the drama, get to the bag.
I love it. That's a good note to end on. Congrats to Megan Thee Stallion. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms and make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can also follow us. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.